Out to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Greg Dowd, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, with us as we talk about biofuels from a cattle industry point of view. Back on that in just a moment.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news we report on daily at the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to the website oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the subscribe button right at the top hand of the page. Our daily email is the service of Midwest Farm Shows, proudly producing the Southern Plains Farm Show, April 2008 in Oklahoma City, and the Tulsa Farm Show held each December. Call Midwest Farm Shows for exhibitor opportunities at either show, 507-437-7969.
Be a part of the real deal as the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association teams up with the Oklahoma Ford Dealers to host the 24th Annual Range Roundup at the State Fair Arena May 23rd and 24th. Working cowboys and cowgirls from Oklahoma's most historic ranches compete for bragging rights and bruises in six events. Tickets are available at the State Fair Arena, tickets.com, or by calling 405-948-6807. It's rodeo like you've never seen before, 7:30 each night, May 23rd and 24th at the State Fair Arena.
I remember a couple of years ago at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Summer Conference hearing a commodity analyst talk about the explosive nature of a couple of things. Number one, the fact that these commodity funds, hedge funds, were becoming a dominant part of the futures market. And of course, that's a story right on the front pages of agricultural media these days. They had a big hearing on that this last week. And the other issue that he talked a great deal about was this issue of biofuels and its impact on corn prices, its impact on the cattle industry as a result. Well, talk about an excellent speaker for the times, well ahead of his time at that point. That was that particular time 2 years ago now, almost. And here we are in the middle of springtime 2008, and the storm over biofuels and ethanol and food for fuel. Greg Dowd, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he could say, I told you so.
We could see this coming in the analytical community about 20, 22 months ago, and it has happened almost exactly like we drew it up on the chalkboard, with the exception of the late plantings here, which really have me crazily nervous about what could potentially happen here. Mm-hmm. I think there's dramatic upside potential in this corn market yet. You look at the world corn balance sheet, the first one that USDA came out with. You look at the domestic balance sheet that they came out with. It's very clear what it says. It says that ethanol comes first. We're going to use ethanol first, and we're going to dramatically decrease the amount of corn we're going to feed in this country. You say, well, then what does that report really say? What are the dynamics? It says that we're going to feed a lot more wheat in the world, that corn exports are going to decrease dramatically. We're going to feed more wheat in the world if we grow that wheat crop, and it looks like we probably are in the world. You could potentially make that balance, what they have on those numbers, work, with one exception. The price of wheat's going to have to come down pretty significantly to make that happen, or that all those numbers that USDA put out on Friday are completely bogus. So that's number one. And number two, it means that the price of corn is going to have to go up. If we don't feed a bunch of wheat in the world this year, it looks to me like we're going to be way short of corn. If we don't have the ability to feed wheat, that wheat isn't there, you are going to see a dramatic decrease in only the size of the U.S. livestock herd, but also the world herd. The world meat complex is going to get really, really tight on down the road here. And talking to these analysts, they're already plugging a bunch of that in 2009.
Greg Dowd, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.